Woo! Glory. He's good, isn't he? Come on, Daddy's good. You know, hallelujah. Walking, the Bible tells us that we're to walk in His presence, in His glory, in His love. Don't look behind, you'll turn to salt. God's creating a new thing in the body. He's purifying us. Many things will be exposed. You know, many things that are happening we don't really understand, but we can trust all the way through no matter what. No matter what's... But again, one of the things... There's an answer to everything, and His name is Jesus. And He's given us a formula. I mean, He gave us a formula to stay free. Deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. Now, you can't deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow without His presence. Because you haven't got the strength. I haven't got the strength. So when somebody, I mean, we may know the truth, but to put the truth into practice takes the presence of God. Because without the presence of God, you and I are nothing. Why? That's where we came from, His presence. So we want to return to His presence. But, you know, the enemy puts everything in front of us of desires that try to replace His presence. And when there's a lack of the presence of God, there's a promotion of self in the flesh. And the enemy loves when we lack God's presence. Other than that, He can't touch us. Everyone say, can't touch me. Do, 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 do. Can't touch me. But, and the enemy can't touch us when God's presence is there. Because he burns every time he tries to get near us. He begins to fry. That's where they got fried chicken from. He turns into a chicken. So I'm not telling you don't eat fried chicken, okay? So it's not an idol. But again, you know, he gave us deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. But again, you can't do it without his presence. So that's why he says, forsake not to gather together so we can get his presence more. And it's not just once a week. You can't make it once a week. I know I can't. I'll kill somebody. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. Come on, lift your hands to heaven and get a drink. Ah, whoa, there's an anointing in here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for visiting this little back room in Ocoee. Thank you. Sweet anointing. Sweet, sweet anointing. Thank you. See, this is a great sign. This is a great sign. Not of anything we've done, but everything he's done. See, he loves to come when we come to the end of ourselves. See, because when you come to the end of yourself, then he shows up. But that is a great sign. See, the world can't get this great sign. They see all kinds of great signs out there. But they're too dull-hearted and too blinded for this. This is a great sign. You and I are signs and wonders to the world. Never let your circumstances, failures, or even the mirror tell you who you are. Amen. Don't let people tell you who you are, or the news tell you who you are, or, you know. You are the offspring of the Anointed One, and as 19, that means you are an anointed child of God. You are an ambassador of Christ, and you're a pursuer of his enemies. That makes you a third-dimensional warrior. So all of these things fall into place as we continue to deny ourselves, pick up the cross, follow, and get God's presence so we can do it. But right now, there are great signs all over. And you know what? You can tell when somebody is a believer. Sometimes they'll even say, they're one of us. You know? But you can tell by the fruits. Fruits are signs, aren't they? Amen? And in this right now, you and I are seeing great signs manifesting all over the world, but many people aren't getting it. They're missing the great signs. And they're even missing the little ones. The big ones, the little ones, all kinds of, they're caught up in their own world. Why do people miss the things that God's trying? Anybody ever miss what God was trying to tell you to do? Don't raise your hand. Like we all be lifting our feet up in the air. But you know, and it doesn't mean you're not going to make a mistake. The reason why we made a mistake is because we missed what he was trying to tell us. We did something wrong, and it's not about wrong, okay? It's about we didn't do the right thing. It doesn't mean you did the wrong thing. You just didn't do the right thing. And it can bring a problem. You didn't eat the right food, did they? Maybe you were eating at a restaurant, and the Lord's like, you know what, there's something not good in there. In fact, I think that's contaminated. Don't eat that food, you'll get sick. And you ate it anyways. Because we weren't hearing. And he never tells you, I told you so. He doesn't tell you that. We tell ourselves that, oh, Lord, you told me. And I wasn't obeying. You told me to slow down at that red light, and I couldn't. Whoops. I wasn't paying attention. Then 2 weeks later, you get a notice in the mail, you owe $100. Wouldn't they put that camera up there? You know, but again, it doesn't mean we're bad. Amen. We're not bad because of mistakes we've made, but we got deceived so that we made bad mistakes. Amen. Remember, Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. Matthew 16, verse 1. Let's speak it together. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came and, testing Jesus, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. He said, hypocrites. You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to except the sign of the prophet of Jonah. And he left them and departed. Of course, that was when Jesus was there, and the sign was his going to death on a cross and going to hell for 3 days. There are many who are unable to discern the signs of the time. Now, signs of the time are spiritual and physical events. They're spiritual and physical events. Warnings of biblical truths. An exposure of wicked agendas. These are testing people to their face. And the only way to overcome is faith. But you got to deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. That's the answer to everything in God's presence. warnings of the biblical truths and exposure of wicked agendas that are testing people to their face in faith. So you and I are being tested all the time by the powers of God, challenged of our faith all the time. Again, these Pharisees and Sadducees, they couldn't discern spiritual or physical events, even if it hit them in the head. I am reminded all the time, no matter what's going on in my life, time is short. Time is short. I hear it all the time. Why are we hearing that? The body of Christ, it's like a recording. Time is short. Every few seconds, few minutes, time is short. Don't forget. When you're doing this, don't forget time is short. When you're purchasing this, remember time is short. Time is short. Time. Why? Because God doesn't want us to get caught up in time, but know that time is running out. Time is short. Because there's a lot of things that are happening. The body of Christ is going to get explosively blessed. The body of Christ, God, remember, God's going to glorify the body first before he comes. So the body will be glorified before the head comes. We're to be his hands and feet. We haven't even seen any of this yet. And it may only be for a short period of time. But we're going to be blessed financially and every other way. Because it's God's plan for us to reach the world as soon as possible and as much as possible. So there's nothing wrong with still planning for things, but always remember, time is short. And you never know. Now, there are signs that we know time is short. Amen? There are great signs that we know time is short, the way things are happening. We know. In Galatians chapter 5, in verse 7, it says, "You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you." In other words, it's not coming from God. It's coming from the enemy. "A little leaven." Leaven's the what? The whole lump. "I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, or but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is." In other words, able to see big events, but not discern them. And not able to see or discern small events. See, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And most of the time, people are able to see big events. They might see big things going on. They might not discern what it's all about. But they can't see the little ones or discern them. And it's the little leaven that leavens the whole lump. So we've got, in other words, again, we just talked about it. How many times have we been warned by a little thing? It was just a little something real quick. So don't do that. Listen, I believe that there was a God. But I had no relationship with him. I was in the drug world, getting ready to do a large drug deal. And I heard this voice say to me, "Don't do it. Don't do it." And I looked at my partner and I said, "Man, we can't do this. We're not supposed to do this." He said, "Man, we're committed." Because it was a large order of cocaine. And he said, "We're committed, man." I said, "Man, we're not supposed to do this." He said, "Well, we're committed." And we went. We both got busted. But I knew that voice told me, "Don't go there. Don't go there." And how many times, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, then the other voice came and said, "Man, you'll make enough money to do this, this, and that, whatever." Right. Yeah, after I get out of prison. But we did foolish things and ignored that voice, that unction that said, "Don't do this. don't go there. We hear don't go there a lot of times. Don't go there. We have a wonderful teaching on that. Don't go there. Don't get sucked in a ring. Amen. So, again, there's a difference between able to see big events but not discern them. Amen. But the problem is not able to discern the little ones. Those are so important. It's the little ones. And again, to recognize is something seen or told about. And to discern is what it is connected to. I'm going to say it again. To recognize is something that you see. In other words, when you see a sign, you recognize it. But when you discern it, to discern is to find out what that sign is connected to. So many times we might see the sign, but we don't discern what it's connected to. In other words, what's it trying to say? First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, please. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith or fall away, giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Well, that's a heck of a warning, isn't it? Are we in the latter times? So then you know that everybody's being bombarded by deceiving spirits and the doctrines of demons, especially through the media, through music. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and what? Know the truth. Wow. They've departed from walking in victory. That's what this is talking about. They've departed from walking in victory and overcoming every attack of the enemy. That's what's called departing from faith. By deceiving spirits and doctrines of the media, the music, the internet, so forth, they've lost their spiritual common sense. They lost their what? Spiritual common sense. I didn't say physical, I said spiritual. Why? Because that's an area of discerning, isn't it? It's an area of recognizing. We are seeing stuff right now. Great signs are being manifested all over. Even with the circumstances arresting the human traffickers, those are great signs. They're busting people left and right in drug deals and so forth. Great signs. They're looking in the music industry. Let me tell you, the music industry in Hollywood is collapsing. They're being exposed. It just took one big person that was involved who got overconfident, believing the demons and the witchcraft were going to protect them. They were sacrificing. They were doing sacrifices to protect themselves and thought that those sacrifices were going to protect them. They got videos of all of this stuff. But it didn't protect them. Now God's exposing it. Now these are great signs. So all the music industry of wickedness and evilness is being exposed. All the media of wickedness is being exposed. All the political of, look at these judges that are coming against Trump's agenda, which the people voted for him to do it. They're coming against him. Even the Supreme Court, supposedly conservatives, just came against them. Why? Because they're connected no matter what with wickedness somewhere along the line. Eventually, the military have to come in, eventually, to really get rid of all of this stuff. But I know that they don't want to create bloodshed in the streets, because there's still a lot of people taken captive by demons and doctrines of doctrines of demons and demonic forces and spirits of deception. Remember, Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. It doesn't stop. I can't tell you how many people I've counseled with, and they'd be talking about this, that, and I'd stop it. You're deceived. Doesn't mean you're bad, you're deceived. If you're deceived, you're deceived. That's it. Then you're not walking in truth. And it's the truth that makes you free. So if you say you know the truth, then why are you still bound? Because you're not walking in it. You may know it, but you're not putting it to practice. It makes a difference. Amen? Oh, happy days. Let's go to Matthew 13, verse 11. Jesus answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive, or acknowledge, or discern.' For the hearts of this people have what? Grown dull." That's what the enemy has done for years. Years. Making the hearts of humanity dull. Making it a common thing for homosexual, lesbian, transgenders, abortion, all of these things that are offensive. Making it a common thing. It's okay. "For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them or fix them." You know, when God heals you, he fixes you. Hearts grown dull. That's what we're battling constantly. And it's the battle that's always coming against us, trying to dull our hearts, trying to compromise us, trying to make things, "Oh, it's okay. Oh, it's okay." You know, things are going to work to the good to those who are obedient, not to those who are disobedient. You can tell somebody it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay, but, you know, without cooperation and obedience to the will of God and his word, it ain't going to work to the good. Amen? 2 Timothy 3. Great signs. Tell your neighbor, you're a great sign. Don't blow it. Second Timothy 3, please. Starting at verse 1. "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." I was in perilous times. Yeah. "For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutals, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people do what? Turn away. For this and a sort who creep into households and make gullible and captives of gullible women and men, and businesses and ministries, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Always learn. Unable to discern or recognize. Unable to discern or recognize deception and danger. They're unable to discern or recognize deception or danger. Hebrews 5, verse 5. "So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. As he also says in another place, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he what? Which he what? Suffered. Everyone say, I love suffering. Why? Because that's how you learn. So you might as well not hate it, you might as well love it. And having been perfected, he became the author for eternal salvation to all who obey him. Called by God as a high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you become dull of hearing. Ooh. Learn obedience through suffering. You know, if we could just learn it the first time, we wouldn't have to go around to do it again. But most of us, as humanites, not eternalites, humanites, have to go around a couple times till we finally get it, you know. Hallelujah. Revelation 12. Great signs. Glory. Revelation chapter 12. I think this is one of the most awesome signs in the Word of God, because it is a summary. It gives us revelation and impartation of, I mean, you just go on and on. This is such a ripple effect of this, these scriptures in Revelation 12, starting at verse 1. And what does this say? Now a great sign appeared in heaven. How many know that great sign is in heaven? It's in the 12 constellations. Amen. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars, which are angels of the heaven, and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then a woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, because he's got many names, who deceives what? The whole world. He was cast out with him. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short time. Amen. So again, this is kind of like, it's wild. This is the great sign. It's a summary and a conclusion of the great sign. Things that are happening past, present, and future. That is a multidimensional scripture. Amen. Luke 21, verse 8. And Jesus says to him, take heed that you what? You are not deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilence, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. But it will turn out for you as an opportunity for what? Testimony. Amen. Remember, a testimony doesn't come without suffering. So a testimony is a test of your moaning. Amen? Because when you're suffering, you're usually moaning. Oh, man. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for the testimony of Jesus Christ and what he's done for you. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate before on what you will say or what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, husbands and wives and children, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But not a hair on your head shall be lost. By your patience, possess your souls. Or by your what? Endurance. Possess your souls. Woo! Matthew 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cast down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will what? Know them. Those are signs. Fruits are signs. Amen? Look at, if you follow Trump's fruits, you're going to see great signs. Look at what he's doing. But see, the world can't see it. They have no understanding. Why couldn't they? Because they can't even discern the little things. And a little leaven leavens a whole lump. So they are blinded and deceived, and they stay in that. Some of them are too prideful to humble themselves and say, you know what, I'm wrong. That's all it takes. It's just amazing to me the great deception that the enemy has a hold. You know, the love of money is the root of all evil. And that love of money brings people into a place. It actually brings them poverty, and they don't know it. But they become poverty in spirit. That's how you become totally broke in spirit. I mean, I don't mean broke in spirit in the area. It's a good thing, but I mean the bad thing. It's poverty in the spirit where you can't receive. Everything that God's trying to bring you, the enemy steals before he can even get it to you. Hallelujah. So fruits are signs, aren't they? They're great signs. It says it, you'll know them. 1 Peter chapter 5. Don't ignore the signs. Recognize them. We must be more alert now than ever. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be what? Sober, which means what? Alert. Be alert. Be awake. Be discerning. Be sober, be vigilant, which is consistent. So can you be alert without being consistent? No. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, trick, or deceive. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you ain't the only one going through it. Everybody's going through something. But thank God we're going through it. Just don't get stuck there. Recognize what's going on. Revelation 16, verse 12. You know, people are associating with people that they shouldn't be. And they're ignoring the signs of the fruits. And because, you know, and then what happens is, what does the word say? Bad company corrupts what? Good habits. Don't ignore the signs. It will drain you and bring you right in. Revelation 16, verse 12. Let's speak it. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, the mouth of the beast, and the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of what? Demons. Performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. They gather them together, the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. Again, what does he say? These are signs through what? Demons? Amen? But Jesus is coming. He's going to take care of it all. But again, we can't ignore these signs. We can't ignore them. We can't get caught up in the soulish realm. We can't compromise. We got to stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might and not our own. Amen? Proverbs 4. All these politicians that are being exposed. It's incredible. Thank God, though. I mean, it's overwhelming of how much corruption is being exposed. Every day there's something. And then something more and something more. But this is the beginning of the ripple effect of great exposure. See, this is a great sign. And that great sign hopefully will awaken, will bring a great awakening to people. And get them out of their stupor. Proverbs 4 and verse 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I will give you great doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, and getting wisdom, get understanding. Do not forsake nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the what? Principle. What does wisdom do? Tells you what to do. Understanding tells you how to do it. So get wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all you're getting, get what? Understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace and a crown of glory. She will deliver to you. Wow. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be what? Many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom, and have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. When you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction and do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Matthew 24, and we'll close here. Verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, are we in like the days of Noah? Yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, that's a sign, isn't it? Many people don't recognize it. They don't even know it. They think you're nuts. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken, and the other left. Two men will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, and one will be left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. So we must be ready. Amen? We need wisdom. We need discernment. We need understanding. We need to stay alert, awake, and prepared. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you seal your word today so we and protect us from in any area of not recognizing these signs. Help us to be alert, awake, and discerning, and recognizing these signs, Lord, that are coming before us so we don't turn away or ignore them, so that we are prepared and avoid any trap of the enemy. I pray this for each and every one in this room today. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.